I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Lane Arts Council presents Fiesta Cultural, a countywide initiative that celebrates Latino arts and culture. It will include events in Eugene, Springfield, and Cottage Grove throughout the month of September and a bit into October, beginning with the First Friday Art Walk on September 4th. Here with us in the KLCC studios are Leora Sponco, Executive Director of the Lane Arts Council, and the cumbia band Los Cumbiamberos in trio form today, including Samuel Becerra, Neri Rodriguez, and Cesar Gutierrez. They'll perform at the second Saturday Art Walk in Eugene on September 12th. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Buenas tardes.
Well, Leora, why don't you just give us a brief overview of the aim of this festival and how it came to be?
Well, music and art and dance is such a great way to bring people together. So we decided to create Fiesta Cultural as a way to integrate communities, integrate the Latino community into downtown cores and into art walks. So we'll have a series of events throughout the month, throughout all the different art walks in the county, as a way to celebrate Latino art and culture and bring people together to enjoy music and dance and art.
And cumbia music will certainly be a part of that. Nere, can you tell us just a little bit about what cumbia music is for the uninitiated?
First of all, it's a style of tropical music. It comes from Colombia, from a province place in Colombia called Cumbe. So in that particular region, that's where cumbia comes from, Cumbe, Colombia.
Shall we drop into a song and hear a little bit of music?
Absolutely.
What's the first thing you have for us?
This
here
is actually called La Cumbia Buena, which is called the Good Cumbia.
Los Cumbiamberos, live in the KLCC studios, live on September 12th as part of the second Saturday Art Walk in South Eugene, all part of Fiesta Cultural, Lane Arts Council's month-long celebration of Latino arts and culture. Well, cumbia music has some cross-cultural roots as well. There's African roots, Colombian roots. Talk about how that all came together to create this form now called cumbia.
Well, as far as I know, and from I've been listening to this kind of style of music since I was a kid down in Mexico, which is the country where I'm from. My dad played pretty much all through his life, and he still has, with Colombian people in Mexico, which the original cumbia comes from Colombia, very accepted in Mexico and throughout South America, or Latin America, and North America as well. The roots of cumbia, you know, congas, an instrument called caja, type like a djembe, the baton accordion, which comes from Europe, from made in Germany originally, electric bass, acoustic bass, your choice, vocals, of course, and dancing, and a little bit of aguardiente. To spice it up.
And cumbia music was part of sort of a courtship ritual in a way, too, wasn't it? Isn't there a part of history? Tell me about that.
The history of...
cumbia music is part of courtship rituals, too, is it not, historically? Isn't that where...
Yes. Well, there's actually different mythos about cumbia. Mm-hmm. For example, an artist called Andrés Landero, which is one of the first artists, they say that one night Andrés Landero, you know, went to the hillside and heard somebody humming, and it was apparently the devil calling him, and since then he became an awesome accordion player for cumbia. And they call him El Padre de la Cumbia, which is the father of cumbia. And there's other stories of, you know, where the style came from. But technically, musically wise, it comes from the provincia of Cumbe.
Yeah. Los Cumbiamberos live in the KLCC studios. Samuel Becerra on the percussion and vocals. Nerea Rodriguez on accordion and vocals. And Cesar Gutierrez on bass and vocals. Also joined here by Leor Sponko from Lane Arts Council here in the KLCC studios. Why don't we do another tune? I feel like a little bit more music. Absolutely. What do you feel like playing here?
It's a very classic one, being recorded for tons of musicians. It's called La Cumbia Sampuesana. Vamos. Un, dos, tres, cuatro. Thank you.
Los Cumbiamberos. Samuel Becerra, Nery Rodriguez, and Cesar Gutierrez live in the KLCC studios live September 12th. Second Saturday Art Walk in South Eugene as part of Fiesta Cultural. Leora, why don't you fill us in just a little bit about what else might be included in this month-long fiesta?
Fiesta Cultural kicks off this Friday, our first Friday Art Walk on September 4th. We will have salsa lessons with Jose Cruz, performances by Salseros y Azúcar, and we'll have a salsa dance party in Kesey Square with salsa band from Seattle, Cambalache. So we're basically closing off the streets on Broadway and Willamette. People are invited to come. It's a free event, so we're expecting to fill up the streets with lots of fun salsa dancing. And Samuel Becerra will also be doing activities for kids and doing some clay act projects.
I'm interested, Samuel, in those activities you do for kids and the flutes and the pre-Columbian music you do. What do you want to bring from those cultures to people here in the Willamette Valley?
Yes, well, it has been a pleasure to work in schools in the last 5-6 years for Lane Arts Council. And one of the purposes of my program is to share the richness of the Mexican culture, in specific in some other countries in South America, and through the music and sculpture. So I pretty much teach how to build clay flutes with the students. They have a lot of fun, get their hands full of clay, and basically not just play with clay and create something, but at the same time we learn a lot about our culture.
Music and arts and culture seem like a wonderful way to break down barriers between cultures. That seems like one of the best ways we can get to know each other across the borders. So how can we better do that together with music? And that is, are there any ways that we in the Willamette Valley can better get to know the Latino cultures through music this way? How would you like to see that happen?
Well, you know, people, even if they don't know our culture or our language, they are very engaged and excited with our music. And in this case, in the schools, kids love the sounds of the flutes I build with clay. And it's something different, you know, that people learn many different ways our culture through the music or with clay. But music is a universal language, you know.
As much as love is. And they're very related, if you ask me.
Yes.
Shall we do one more song? You have?
Sure.
Of course.
Los Cumbiamberos.
Una canción más que se llama Neyma, la cumbia barulera.
A bailar.
Oye, Neri, esa cumbia barulera.
En alta mar, prendiendo cuatro velas, bailemos en alta mar, prendiendo cuatro velas, bailala, bailala,
bailala mi negra,
bailala, bailala,
bailala mi negra,
bailala, bailala.
Thank you.
la esquina,
baila la mi negra.
Hablarle a tu vecina,
baila la mi negra.
Que se venga a caminar,
baila la mi negra.
Que se venga a bailar,
baila la mi negra.
Tenemos mucha salsa,
baila la mi negra.
Un poquito de la cumbia,
baila la mi negra.
Para que baile las mujeres,
baila la mi negra.
Eso es lo que tú quieres,
baila la mi negra.
Los Cumbiamberos, Nere Rodriguez, Samuel Becerra, and Cesar Gutierrez here in the KLCC studios in trio form, a larger full band version performing at the second Saturday Art Walk in South Eugene, September 12th, as part of Lane Arts Council's Fiesta Cultural, the countywide celebration of Latino arts and culture. Leo Esponco here from the Lane Arts Council as well. Why don't you run through just a few more of the events going on later in the month, Leora? You talked about all the First Friday festivities going on here.
Yeah, and Second Friday Art Walk on September 11th in Springfield will have mariachi music as well as artwork by visiting artist Carmen Rodriguez at the Emerald Art Center. And, of course, Second Saturday Art Walk will have Los Cumbiamberos and a whole a series of events of Latin music, Chilean guitarist Ricardo Cardenas, and a poetry reading by Jesus Sepulveda. And, of course, the last Friday Art Walk is in Cottage Grove. We'll have salsa and Cuban music with La Combinación. And the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art is featuring some pre-Columbian exhibits to check out throughout the months of September and October. And we're concluding Fiesta Cultural with Milagro Theater. It's a bilingual theater group that's coming down from Portland to the Oregon Contemporary Theater on October 9th. So we'll have a performance that evening.
And what would you like to see be the end result of this month-long celebration?
I would like to see communities work together and communities participate together, whether it's through music or dance or other ways that we really can see ourselves as a community that values multiculturalism and that values the contributions of different cultures. So I'm really excited that this event is happening for its first year, and we're hoping that it has a long-lasting impact in the community.
Anything you'd like to add to that, Nere or Samuel or Cesar?
Well, I just would like to invite all the community to come to the event. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of activities and music. Join us, please.
We really appreciate you coming into the KLCC studios and bringing your music and your spirit here today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
For a complete list of all of the events going on, lanearts.org/fiesta-cultural.